Tamil people rallies took place in the North Pyongan and Gangnam provinces on the 22nd to wipe out the sworn enemy traitor Lee Myung-bak's group. Present there were officials of the local party and government institutions and working people's organizations, officers and men of the Korean People's Army and the Korean People's Internal Security Forces, working people of different sections and youth and students. The statement of a spokesman for the Supreme Command of the Korean People's Army was read out, and speeches were made at the rally. The speakers fully supported a statement solemnly made public to the world as regards the grave situation which cannot be overlooked, a situation caused due to the reckless evil doings of reckless Lee Myung-bak. They stressed that the entire army and people will keep deep in their hearts the great honor and pride of holding respect to Kim Jong-un in our esteem at the supreme post of the party, state and revolution, and carry out the instructions of the peerless great men so as to bring about a change in the building of a thriving nation and the accomplishment of the cause of national reunification. Demonstrations were staged to announce Lee Myung-bak and his group. Held in Kaesong on the 22nd was a meeting of the workers and trade union members threatening revenge to cut off the windpipe of traitor Lee Myung-bak and his group of bastards who dared to shake their fists at the sky. Present at the meeting were Lee Yong-soo, department director of the Central Committee of the Workers' Party of Korea, and officials concerned, trade union officials, workers and trade union members, and working people in Kaesong City. The statement of the spokesman for the Supreme Command of the Korean People's Army was read out at the meeting. Speakers at the meeting said they can't pardon any longer traitor Lee Myung-bak and his group to run amok like rats, but smash them wherever they may be in the world. They said, through the behaviors of the peerless great men, they will bring about a great upsurge in all sections of the national economy under the leadership of respect for Kim Jong-un, and that is a great prosperous and powerful socialist state, shining with the name of the great sun on this land. A resolution of revenge was adopted at the meeting. Then participants marched dreading revenge. The Korean army and people expressed burning indignation as South Korean traitor Lee Myung-bak and his gang who desecrated again the supreme dignity of the Democratic People's Republic of Korea. Cha Hang-chan, vice chairman of the Central Committee of the General Federation of Trade Unions of Korea, Kim Gil-sung, department director of the Ministry of Mining Industry, Cha Yong-chul, manager of the Songgyo Knitting Mill, Lee Sun-chi, manager of the Pyongyang Ho Jewelry Factory, Ki Chul-yun, officer of the Korean People's Army, and Kim Sung-do, chief engineer of the Songnam Cooperative Farm in Rangnang District, said they cannot pardon that like Lee Myung-bak and his gang, who committed another extra large provocation on top of the treason they perpetrated during the Great Mourning of the Nation. They said the merciless secret retaliatory war of the Korean army and people who have turned out for resolute defense of the leader will lead a great secret war to smash the traitor Lee Myung-bak and his gang and root out the cause of national division.